Milo looked around and, for the first time, noticed dozens of them, sitting on the car, standing in the road, and lying all over the trees and bushes. They were very difficult to see because whatever they happened to be sitting on or near was exactly the color they happened to be. Each one looked very much like the other, except for the color, of course, and some looked even more like each other than they did like themselves. "I'm very pleased to meet you," said Milo, not sure whether or not he was pleased at all. "I think I'm lost. Can you help me, please?"
"Don't say think,"
said one sitting on his shoe, for the one on his shoulder had fallen asleep.
"It's against the law."
And he yawned and fell off to sleep, too.
"No one's allowed to think in the doldrums,"
continued a third, beginning to doze off. And as each one spoke, he fell off to sleep and another picked up the conversation with hardly any interruption. Chapter 1. What is negative muck? Negative muck is the stuff you say to yourself when you feel sad, angry, or scared. You don't say these things out loud. Instead, you say them silently to yourself. And did you know, when you say things to yourself silently, you can sometimes say them so fast you may not even know that you've said them? These are called thoughts. And thoughts are super fast. They are so fast that it's sometimes hard to know they're there. Thoughts are always in your head, even when you don't know they're there. It is just like how goldfish swim in water. They need the water to survive, and it's completely natural for them to be underwater. But they don't really know they're underwater. They just swim. Thoughts are the same way. They're always around. The silly thing is, even if you think you're not thinking about anything, that's a thought. Your brain makes thoughts because your brain's job is to keep you safe and to help you live. So your brain is always remembering things from the past. Your brain is also always planning for what will happen next. So your brain is always making thoughts. What do you think would happen if you told your brain to stop thinking thoughts? Compiling and running a C++ program. In the previous section, you learned what would happen if you ran the C++ program shown in Display 1.8. But where is that program, and how do you make it run? You write a C++ program using a text editor in the same way that you write any other document, a term paper, a love letter, a shopping list, or whatever. The program is kept in a file, just like any other document you prepare using a text editor. There are different text editors, and the details of how you use them will vary from one to another, so we cannot say too much more about your text editor. You should consult the documentation for your editor. The way you compile and run a C++ program also depends on the particular system you are using, so we will discuss these points in only a very general way. You need to learn how to give the commands to compile, link, and run a C++ program on your system. These commands can be found in the manuals for your system and by asking people who are already using C++ on your system.